This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Fires continue to burn heavily in Rio Blanco County. There are closures and evacuations. We will keep you updated on our social media and website. A lot of closures around the Lee Fire. And also Colorado Highway 13 in Rio Blanco County, south of Meeker, north of Rifle, was closed Tuesday. Check codetrip.org for updates. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has closed four state wildlife areas in Rio Blanco County until further notice. Smoke continues to blow into northwest Colorado from the Rio Blanco County fires. Check purpleair.com to see what the current air quality level is and if you will be affected. The Meeker Summer Rodeo Series canceled for this week. The fairgrounds are being used as an evacuation area. Each county has an emergency alert system so that you can be notified in an emergency or an evacuation or a road closure. Check with your local county's website to find that link and make sure you sign up. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has confirmed an uncollared wolf in Rio Blanco County has killed three head of livestock. The wolf's now classified as a chronic depredator. It will be caught and lethally removed, but the trappers can't get into the area right now because it's been evacuated due to that elk fire. Local law enforcement and Rout County Emergency Management, Steamboat Springs Fire Rescue, Steamboat Springs School District conducted an active assailant response training at Steamboat Springs High School Tuesday. Greg Griffin with Steamboat Springs Police helped organize it.
It showed time and time again that we're going to fall to our lowest level of training when we're put under stress. And so the more we can work through these situations to be able to fight through that stress and save lives, the better off we're going to be if we should ever face that worst case scenario here in Steamboat.
Mo DeMorat was on scene all day with Rout County Office of Emergency Management.
The vast majority of my time is spent trying to prepare the county for something that we hope never happens.
About 100 people were involved in the all-day training. Yampa Valley Community Foundation has announced the 2025 Philanthropists of the Year, different categories, but they include Pete and Gretchen Vandekar, Keith and Sandy Miller, Dusky Grouse Coffee and Stephanie Trailer, and Lila Baker as a youth philanthropist. Memorial Regional Health in Craig has earned a reaccreditation from an international foundation that specializes in assurance and risk management. The Town Board of Yampa meets at 6 o'clock this evening. Agenda items include an introduction of the South Rout Housing Innovation Manager, Drew Blanchard. A housing demand study will be presented with Rout County Commissioner Angelica Salinas and Emily Katzman from Yampa Valley Housing Authority. The Moffat County Fair continues today with a sheep show at 5 o'clock and the Maybell Rodeo Club at 6. The dog show was Tuesday morning. Moffat County Fair continues all week at the fairgrounds in Craig. Those are the headlines. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.